when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everybody. Really excited tonight, as I usually am. We have my most favorite guest of all time on the program tonight. But before we get to that, I'll start at the top. You're listening to Blood River Radio. Yes, sir, Blood River Radio. We're the only radio network I know in the United States, possibly the world, that's dedicated solely to fighting against global white Christian genocide. That's our flagship purpose. And we'll do that for as long as we can, and it may not be much longer. If we get time, I'll tell you why. New legislation coming down from the Biden administration, going in with the all the major Jewish organizations in the world. We'll tell you about that if we get time later. But it makes that legislation that DeSantis signed into being, and it's even worse than that. But anyway, people, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. It is May the 20th of year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the only name, that is the only name under the sun which man can be saved. There is no other way. And people, you know the drill, you regular listeners to Blood River Radio, we always go to prayer. We are a Christian radio program. So if you will, please bow your heads. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all seen, all the seen and unseen, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Liberty News Radio, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of all of our friends here on Blood River Radio. You, Lord, you are the only God. You are the only person, the only creature on the earth that creates all else, Lord, evil. The devil came to kill, to destroy, and to lie. Lord, if you will, we'd like to thank you for sending your precious son, Jesus Christ, to earth to die, to suffer days on end, to be tried, to be flogged, to be hung on a cross, to be crucified and killed. But he did, Lord. You rose him on the third day. And Lord, if anybody will believe that, we know, Lord, it's just given, it's written, it's scripture, Lord, and scripture cannot lie. If man will believe in his heart that the Lord Jesus is God, and when you rose him on the third day, and if he will confess that with his lips, he shall be saved. Lord, I would like to thank you for staying with Blood River Radio. I'd like to especially thank you for the great guest we have tonight. And I'll tell you who that is again in just a second. But if you would, Lord, please continue to support us. Give us the wisdom and the discernment to know who the enemy is, the courage to name that enemy program after program after program, and also, Lord, the courage to always ride to the sound of the gunfire. Anyway, Lord, I ask all this in your precious son's name, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. Amen. Well, people, I've got a few other little things here to take care of. We always have to name our donors, and we have our brother who wrote to Charlottesville with us, the bearded wonder himself, Rich Hamblin. Rich sent in a great donation last week. It's a big one. For Blood River Radio, it's huge. It certainly is. A great donation. I'd like to thank him so much. Thank you, Rich, very, very much. We also have Ken. We call him Big Ben. Ken in Lynbrook, New York. Oh, Big Ben. He's just every month. It's people like this that keep us on the air. We cannot possibly stay on the air without airtime money. Airtime, just airtime alone is very expensive. And plus, we're going on the road. We've had to go on the road twice, once in June, once in July. We have to go all the way up to South Carolina in July. But people also, something I forgot last week, we got a card. Listen, we got a card from Micah. I don't want to forget that. Micah, he says, in Communist Maryland. We gave him a degree because he studied with Blood River Radio Historical Institute. And he earned a degree. And he also earned a Confederate battle flag. We sent that to him in the mail along with his degree. He says, thank you so much for the Blood River Radio degree. It looks awesome. Here's some shekels to pay for mailing it. He said, he sent me this card. It says, save the humpback whale. And he says, save the white race. He signed it, Micah in Communist Maryland. So Micah and the Bearded Wonder, Rich Hamblin, and Ken, and they were the donors this month, this week, rather. And also, what I forgot last week, people, I forgot all about Mother's Day. I had it in my notes three times, but I would like to wish everybody out there a belated happy Mother's Day. Okay, that out of the way, I'll give you a quick outline of the show. We have the one and only, I know of no other man living like him right now. We have the General Mick Glassific himself. He so graciously agreed to come back on the radio. It's about 10:11, as you civilians would say. It's 2211 hours in where he is right now. So he's agreed to come on. I just can't wait to have him on. We're going to try not to cut him off at any, but I'll let him roll for as long as he wants to, because he has a lot of information, some old, some new. But in all old information, it has to be repeated, because most people like myself, they learn by repetition. Okay, now Gene, the Bitter Ender, and Monica, Sister Braveheart, Monica Schaefer, I'm sure the general loves her. Those two, they're off tonight. They have things to do. But they'll be back next week. Gene will be back next week. The Bitter Ender will be back next week with Valerie Protopapas, God willing. And for this, after the general second and third hour, probably Ran, the Alabama Lone Wolf, and Big Sister Nancy will be coming on to take. I think the Handsome Truth may be calling in later tonight to give us his update on this new law, anti-Semitic law they passed in Florida. Well, folks, I'm tearing this out of my notes. That's done. That's the homework's done. Now, I'm going to introduce you my all-time favorite guy. I respect him dearly. There's nobody like him. General Nick Glassific. What a pleasure. What an honor. I'm just thrilled to have you back on this broadcast, General. How are you doing tonight?
Well, excellent. And thank you, Eddie. You're a noble soul for that powerful prayer. And it reminds me of my grandmother. She lived to be 96, and it's one person I really respect because she saw her family killed by the communists. Her daughters were raped. She lived through two world wars, the communist terror, and she stayed upright till the end. And she said to me one day, the only antidepressant I need is the New Testament. And so there you go.
Bless her.
The prayer was, it's invigorating, and we're all crusaders, and my greetings to your crew, all of them. And I'm sure they've stepped on God's armor for today's program.
Yes, sir. I don't know of any. I think we're the only hard right radio program I know that we open with a prayer. I've always told a fellow I used to be on the radio with, I always told him, I said, I think we should spend more time praying and we should open with a prayer. And I said, if I ever got my own radio program, then we would do that. And I'm not the best at prayers, but we do the best we can. But the general, if you know, we were talking before the break, and I'd ask you if you would, please give the audience, I want them to know just what a caliber of man we have on this radio program. If you will, General, give them your bio. About, you know, start from where you told us about how your family, they were massacred, they were butchered under the communists, and how you went to Canada and your military history. It's any way you want to go, a complete bio, because I respect you so much, where you've come from, what you had to deal with, and what your family had to deal with. But our listeners, our Blood River Radio family, they need to know that, and I know they want to know that. So go ahead. The rest of this time, General, is yours. I'm just going to sit back, and I'm going to take an education. I'm listening to the professor, the warrior professor. So go ahead, General.
Well, if I'm long-winded, just give me that verbal left hook, and I'll quit the monologue. But basically, My family, they were they suffered from that same system that raised civilization in Russia and murdered over 25 million people. So what happened? We know what happened after the Second World War. Europe was divided. The Berlin Wall fell, and some countries like Germany, and Croatia, which was then part of communist Yugoslavia, they ended up on the wrong side of history. So after 1945. The family was jailed, or my grandmother's side of the family. I wasn't born yet. My grandfather, he spent 10 years in a communist jail. He barely survived. When he came out, he lost half his body weight. The family was decimated. All their property was taken. So we had no choice. When I was born in 25 square meters. Three generations were stuffed into this old house because everything was confiscated. So you're living hand to mouth. And my father escaped first into Austria in 1954, the year we were born. Then he eventually migrated to the United States, to Buffalo. He died young. I never met my father. And then my grandfather, after he got out of, he was classically educated, but the communists, the first people they killed was intellectuals. And they're basically bloodthirsty. It's the same mob that chopped heads during the French Revolution, the guillotine, 300 heads a day. They didn't want educated people, so he spoke Latin. He was in the German army, and then basically in the First World War,
have to go
and
to
then
our
he
first
emigrated.
Commercial break.
He left. Yeah, I'll be back.
We have to go to our first commercial break, General. People, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We have the great General Nick Glastafica on. We're going to go right back to him after this commercial break.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to the general himself. He's going to finish telling about his family and how his grandfather was in prison and how they had to escape from Europe. Anyway, we're going to go right back to the general. He's going to give his life story and his bio. So go ahead, General.
Yeah, my grandfather, he spent 10 years in a communist prison. He barely survived. As I said, he lost half his body weight when he came out. My grandmother couldn't recognize him. He had jaundice, but he recovered, but he couldn't because he was blacklisted. property was taken, you couldn't work. So you were basically a leper in your own country. So he had no choice but to flee to the West. And after three tries, he fled to Italy in a cattle car. He was in a refugee camp for 2 years. He ended up moving to Canada. And then he, in 1962, we got visas and we went. My mother, grandmother, and my brother and myself ended up in Canada. I joined the Canadian Army at the age of 21. I was there for 5 years, and I worked in the judicial sector for 10 years. And then the war broke out in Yugoslavia, where Croatia was part of it was once an independent state, but the communist system fell apart. We were attacked again, so I went back. And but I missed something here. I was in the Gulf War before that. I was in the French Foreign Legion before that. During the first Gulf War, Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And after that, the war broke out in Yugoslavia, and I went back to fight for my country's independence. And not to talk about individual heroics, but I was shot twice. I almost died twice. My brother was captured. They cut his ears off, and they tore him. He had no skin on his back, but he survived, thank God, thanks to his faith. And eventually what happened was that we got our freedom, but we learned lessons. If somebody disarms you, then you're meat on the table. That's what they did here, right? It would be, for example, in the United States, if the central government took all the weapons from the reserve units and collected them in their own, for the regular army, that's what the Yugoslav army did, is they disarmed all the republics, so they were basically unarmed. We started with the hunting rifles, and we had to seize these stockpiles of munitions to arm ourselves to fight back. And the war lasted for 4 years. The Croatian patriots, they died at the average age of 23. Over 16,000 were killed. There's a church here with every name of every soldier killed is inscribed in the back wall, just like you have the Vietnam Monument in Washington. So the battle goes on between light and darkness, and the greatest atheism today is apathy. So if we disregard common sense and God's inner, our conscience, which is my grandmother told me that conscience is God's voice. If we disregard that, then we're meat on the table, because the world is changing and not for the better. So I think that's the background, more or less, in a nutshell, with my family.
Yes, right.
My biography. Yeah, and I started as a soldier. I started as a leading, for example, I was in the Gulf War. I led a platoon, not a platoon, but a section. I came to Croatia. I was in a special unit. There were mostly Croatians that came from outside to fight the country, from America, from Canada, from Australia. And I led first a platoon, then a company. At the end, I ended up leading three operational groups with about 15,000 men. And that's how my career ended, my military career. That I was retired in 2000. So basically, I'm here now talking to our noble crusader, Eddie.
You're too kind, General. Well, you know, but you're being shot twice. I knew you were shot once through the lungs. I didn't know twice. I tell you, so God definitely had.
Yeah, I got shot in the leg. Yeah, I had problems, but it didn't. There's my medical history here. I got shot twice in my lower left leg, and it ended up, I didn't even know it, I developed a blood clot. It shattered the bone, so I didn't know till later. It healed, but later on I just developed a blood clot. But anyways, there's a saying, they say God protects, my brother always says that he has a strange sense of humor. Protects drunks, what did he say? Drunks, little children, and fools. So you're not a drunk, you're not a kid, so you must be that third guy. Anyways, so I'm still around, still kicking, yeah.
Well, what you do, what, anyway, in the medical
that's
profession,
that's probably, humor. But he's still all right. Say again.
That is. Oh, I was going to say, in the medical profession, they would probably call what you had, they probably call that a fat embolism. And there's been many a young man died from fat embolisms, from breaking femur or tibia or fibula. And the fat, what happened, the little globules of fat will go up through your arterial bloodstream and go into your heart and clog up your heart.
Yeah.
Cause you strokes, cause you heart attacks. It certainly can. So you've dodged several bullets, not just rhetorically speaking, but in reality.
Yeah.
So God evidently had something planned for you. He certainly did, General. My highest respect. And before, I know this. I'm going to ask this one question, but I want to go right back to what you're saying to all the information you have. So I don't forget, if a man, with the Russian-Ukrainian war going on right now, if a man, say, for instance, from the United States or Canada, or specifically from the United States, if he wanted to travel to Russia to volunteer his services with the Russian army to fight against the godless Jews, Satanists in Ukraine, if he wanted to do that, would it be impossible to do that now? Or will they let people in Russia? How hard would that be?
Well, listen, I know the Ukrainian part of it. You know, they have foreign volunteers, but the Russian, how to get there is a little more difficult, I believe, because if anybody went there, it would be a Russian propaganda coup, because they would, they would basically end up, it's a coup as far as the media is concerned. Yeah, you can probably do it, but I mean, the thing is, you have to think about the end state, and what unit you're going to be with, if there's any training, previous training, and so on and so forth. I was more familiar with the Ukrainian part because he had here Ukrainian volunteers fighting here, and I knew some of those guys, but their families were killed by the communists, so there were some of them here were with my unit here, but they were basically patriots from that remember what happened in Ukraine in the 1930s, when they had great hunger.
Ooh-wee.
Stalin killed 6 million. When he killed the whole of them, 6 million people, not just there, but it's a terrible tragedy, but people don't know much about it. But I would advise people to do all their research and to think well ahead of time, because this is not it's a high-intensity conflict, but to realize what their goal would be, to how long they would stay, and so to cover all the bases. Get your information first and then decide. But as I said before, there's in the West, there's a sort of a perception that everybody's against Russia. It's not the fact. I said that last program is that there are 33 countries that back that back Ukraine. But the rest of the 100-something are either neutral or are on the side of the Russians. I mentioned India, for example, India and China. Nobody knows where this is going, because, I think if you follow now, Bakhmut is a town in eastern Ukraine that's been fought over for the last four or five months at least. And whether there's a stalemate there or not, we don't know, because I'm not... I hate to tell people something that I don't know, because the view from the OP is different from the view from the trench. So, but basically, it's a meat grinder. It's a miniature Stalingrad. And how long this will go on for, we don't know, because, as I said, the weather's getting better. And I think what the Russians are going to do, basically, they're going to try to, this is my vision of the whole, the front line, is that they're going to try to attack on a narrower front with more firepower, so to force a breakthrough, which they're going to exploit later. They won't go like they tried the last time, attack on five or six different axes, and that failed basically.
General, we have to go to another break.
God knows.
Well, I tell you, we'll get right back to that after this break, and we'll also go back to the other information articles you want to talk about. Folks, be right back, and we'll get right back to General after this commercial break.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is expressing confidence a deal will be reached on the debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
The president, speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. No new negotiations are scheduled for today. There's going to be a joint effort to train Ukrainian pilots on the F-16 fighter jet. President Biden reportedly informed world leaders of his decision that the U.S. would add support during the G7 summit. Ukraine is expecting to get those jets this fall. Senator Tim Scott is filing to run for president in 2024. The South Carolina lawmaker joins a growing field of Republican candidates, including former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Two new gun control laws are coming to the state of Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz signed those bills on Friday.
If anyone in America doubts that we are going to do everything to protect our children, I said, watch us.
The new laws will establish universal background checks and allow the removal of firearms from people who eminently pose a threat to others. There's been another successful SpaceX rocket launch.
Successful liftoff of Falcon 9 from Space Launch Complex 4 East at the Vandenberg Space Force Base. We're carrying the Iridium OneWeb satellites.
The Falcon 9 rocket blasted off just before 6 this morning, carrying satellites for the Iridium and OneWeb companies. It's the second launch for SpaceX in 2 days. All eyes in the horse racing world are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore today for the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. 8 horses are running in the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, including Kentucky Derby winner Mage. The race expected to begin around 6:50 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, I kind of got the general his pace. I kind of did the detour. I was going to bring in the Russia-Ukrainian war at the end of the program, but I couldn't help myself. But anyway, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go right back where we were, and the general is going to start with the genesis of this Russia-Ukraine war, because like we've said before, this war in Russia didn't just all of a sudden happen a couple of years ago. It's and we're going to tell, general's going to tell you all about how it didn't just all of a sudden appear on the scene that it's been in making for a long time. So, General, go ahead. You said you want to talk about the genesis of this current war.
Basically, the genesis of what happened with this social engineering we see today is tied in with Ukraine, because this is a global it's a global affair. For example, if people study the French Revolution, that's how Bolshevism basically started, the French Revolution. And you had the first religious genocide that the people don't know about. It's called, in the French province of Vendée, it's called the Vendée Uprising, where these earlier, I call them earlier Bolsheviks, these revolutionaries, where they killed at least 6,000-7,000 they shot children, bayoneted pregnant women.
God.
They were the predecessors of the Bolsheviks. This was during the French Revolution. I think you've all heard about the Reign of Terror during the French Revolution, where they were chopping 300 heads a day. The Parisian Terror, which left 200,000 people dead, which erased all the old aristocracy and replaced them with a mob. Then after that, we had the Commune, Parisian Commune, and then the Bolsheviks came along. And the Bolsheviks basically are the predecessors of today's anti-fascist movement. The Antifa movement is a mutated offspring of an ideology that represented pure evil, and whose only goal is to steal our property and destroy our love of God, family, nation, race, and freedom. Today, they were torching American cities there, Seattle on. And people don't see this, but these are the evil roots of these Antifa people. But we have to understand their tactics. One is infiltration. They infiltrate not just the body politic, but they take over the non-governmental organizations. Then subversion. They subvert God's word, the truth, through mainstream media. I'm sure if you watch Hollywood films, you see how history is being portrayed. You won't hear any of this. You won't hear about, for example, that the chief rabbi of the United States, I believe Stephen S. Wise, he may not be the chief rabbi in the United States anymore. They called him the Red Rabbi. And he said this, quote, "Some call it Marxism. I call it Judaism, end of quote. For example, people don't know, because we as Christians have lost the spirit of discernment, and we've forgotten that these Bolsheviks, they destroyed in Russia hundreds of years of Christianity. Bolsheviks looted all these treasures. For example, the largest church in outside of the Western Constantinople, outside of the Vatican, was the Church of Christ the Savior in Moscow, which was destroyed by the Reds in the 1930s. The whole country was pillaged. As I said before, that system raised civilization in Russia. And all these artifacts that were robbed ended up being sold in the West to these houses like Sotheby's and Christie's. I wasn't surprised, but to see one of the kosher mafia guys holding, it's called the Fabergé egg. Fabergé was a jeweler to the royal family in Russia. And he made these, every year he made an egg made of diamonds, gold, and precious stones, and presented it to the royal family.
Wow.
So how did this end up in Croatia here? For example, what we forget is that the whole patrimony that the Russian Tsars have built over the year, hundreds of years, was destroyed in a matter of a decade. And so the Western capitalists, what they did is they bought all the gold that was pillaged from Russia, while the Russian people, under the communist boot, got the lash. And we forget this sometimes, because Russia had, before the revolution, had the largest gold reserves in Europe. So we can there's individual names that people have forgotten. Who killed the royal family, the Russian royal family? The Tsar and the ministers. Yakov Yurovsky, he was one of the kosher mafia. He was head of the Ekaterinburg Cheka, the Soviet police that killed in a basement in the city of Ekaterinburg, killed the royal family, the Russian royal family. You know, we can go on and on with the names, but these have been forgotten by history, and you won't read about them in the New York Times. And we have, for example, Grigory Zinoviev, real name, Hirsch Applebaum, who called for the extermination of the Russian bourgeoisie. What they basically did is it was a class genocide. Not just, they killed anyone that didn't agree with their satanic, or didn't melt into their satanic program of mass murder, collectivization, and pillage, because these people believe in nothing. What they did is basically Bolshevism lowered man to the level of an animal. the Mueller, he's just a bunch of cells that he has no soul and no individuality. These militant atheists today have taken over, as I said before, the mainstream media and so on and so forth. So that what we see today, this anti-Antifa movement is in their tactics, infiltration, subversion, and betrayal. But let's look at Nixon. You remember, what did President Nixon say? Like, he's been pilloried over the decades. But in his memoirs, he wrote this. He said that history is the propaganda of victors. Who bladed Nixon? Who snitched on him? Yeah, he said this, Nixon. Who was the guy whose deep throat? And one of them. Just imagine this. He's the member of the... I think the name escapes me at the moment, but he was also a member of the Bagel Boys. I like to call them the Bagel Boys. So there you go. And people don't know this. Yeah, they don't know these names like Joseph Steinberg. Name Isaac. He was the Bolshevik commercial agent. He financed the Bolshevik Revolution. So what we see today, basically, you have some people are more victims than others. So this has been forgotten, that the deaths of tens of millions, not just in the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, but also we have Cambodia. We have a typical class genocide there, 2.5 million dead. We forget Romania, 340,000 people killed after the war. Bulgaria was totally destroyed by the communists. Entire segments of society disappeared. But the Bulgarians once they got their independence in the 1990s, they declared the Communist Party a criminal organization. So we have another name, Olof Ashberg. He was the founder of Stockholm's, one of the banks in Stockholm. And he fought the Bolsheviks and helped arrange the transit of Bolshevik gold into Western banks. So, you know, what one fellow said to me, a friend, a patriot, he says, the real terrorists are the bankers.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if I've maybe gotten off the main track, but people see these names have been basically, you have to dig for this stuff because you won't find it if you read the New York Times or if you watch CNN. So this is the aftershocks of this revolution is still, we feel this today in this anti-Antifa godless movement. And not just the Antifa movement, we have critical race theory, and we see American universities, not just American universities, taken over by the Frankfurt School of critical theory, and their basic tenet, their basic strategy is the destructive criticism of everything that's tied to nation, God, family, and country. So I think this is the. I don't know if I've. I think I've got enough of the background of this movement today. What we see today, it's all it is just an offshoot of the Great Terror, that Stalin shot. He shot 780,000 people. Stalin shot in 2 years.
Gerald, I can't believe we have to go to another break.
He killed children as young as 12.
Yes, we'll get right back to that. I can't believe we got this. This is going to be our last break. The first hour, Gerald. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Dear Blood River Radio family, hang on, we're going to go right back to the general. I'm going to make this quick comment. We were talking, the general is going to continue naming names, naming organizations, naming individuals, the exact names of the people who were behind this communist, Bolshevik, satanic, Judaism, Talmudic organization that controls the whole world. I've often said and heard, and the general says so, that a great, the biggest rabbi in the United States, he said that communism was Judaism. If you have a circle, if you draw a circle graph, you have communism, Bolshevism, Satanism, and Judaism. They're all one and the same. But I'd like to go back to something that the general said, talking about the people that ratted out President Nixon. It was probably Bernstein and Woodward.
We mentioned it.
Probably Bernstein, Woodward,
sure.
What, I mean, Bernstein.
You're working for the president, and then you, yeah.
And I can just say this one thing:
always, their loyalty, but, yeah. Sorry, oh, their loyalty is always to the tribe.
Oh yes, absolutely, yeah. all the way. And I like to point this one thing out, and this is why I have such a bitter grudge against the Southern Baptist Church. And I'm going to make this one thing quick, and I'm going to go right back to the general. Billy Graham, and the people of the United States know, I don't know if the general's familiar with Billy Graham, but Billy Graham was probably the most famous preacher, evangelist in the United States of America, probably from the 1950s all the way on probably till the 1970s. People just idolized him. They treated him like he was the second coming of John the Baptist. Billy Graham was in the office. Show you what a coward he is and what a hypocrite he is. Billy Graham went to the President Nixon's office. He's on tape. I know the Blood River Radio audience are probably familiar with this. He's on tape is complaining about the Jews to President Nixon. He says, "You know, President, we have to do something. We have to break this stranglehold that the Jews have on Hollywood and in the media," because he said they're strangling the country to death. Well, President Nixon responded. He said, "Well, I didn't know you knew that and thought that way." He said, I know that already, but I can't say it because I would be drummed out of the presidency." And Billy Graham said, "Oh yes, of course, they run. They run Hollywood." He said, "And Hollywood is nothing but a filth cesspools." And he said, "And they run the media." He said that we've got to break this Jewish stranglehold on those two organizations, the media and Hollywood. But you know what? When that great preacher, that great courageous warrior for Christ, when he got busted, he went to the Jews and here's what he said. I beg you to forgive me for saying that. I didn't mean it. He said, I'll crawl on my belly if you will just forgive me. That's why I despise these so-called evangelicals, Baptists, and United Christian people. They're nothing but a bunch of bogus hypocrites. With that, I'm going to shut up and go right back to the general. Go ahead, General. I hope I didn't throw you off the rail too much.
Well, No. I think I hope I'm not boring people. But anyways, you said a very important thing. In the world today, one fellow said to me, he says, if you speak the truth in the world today, you won't have a lot of friends, but the ones you will have are the real ones. So that's what happens today. People are afraid to speak the truth for being ostracized and pilloried in the mainstream media. But we talked about this system that raised civilization, which started basically that mutated from the French Revolution on, from the Great Terror, where 200,000 people were murdered by the mob, that mutated into the Bolshevik communist doctrine. And not only murdered tens of millions of people, but what they did is, for example, is the most sacred icons of the Orthodox faith were pawned off to non-believing collectors in these auction houses in the West. And this is a tragedy. For example, I'll give you an example. A 4th-century codex, a Bible, was purchased by the British Museum for £100,000 sterling in 1931. That's wow. A crime in itself. And I'll give you another example. We have Alexander Israel Elfhand, codenamed Parvus. He financed Lenin. He not only financed Lenin, but he was an advisor, financial advisor to the Young Turks. I'm going back to another genocide, who committed the Armenian genocide, where 1.5 million Christian Armenians were killed. So these people have no scruples at all. I can go on and on again. You have, for example, Erwin Scheinman, the Bolshevik financial advisor, sales and purchasing agent. So what did they do? All this patrimony, all these treasures that were collected in Russia over the centuries, they basically sold abroad to finance their pogroms and their murder of the population.
General, are you close to the phone? You're kind of fading out,
yeah,
General.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Say something else again.
Did you hear what?
Okay, that's good. That's good.
How is it now?
It's better. It's perfect now.
Should I repeat what I said? Or yeah.
If you will, repeat what you just said, if you don't mind. You said something about selling a Bible that was sold, but I didn't get the whole thing. So if you could go back to where you were telling us about this.
These Bolsheviks, they looted all the treasures, Russian treasures. And, for example, the most sacred icons of the Orthodox faith, church, Christian church, were pawned off to non-believers, the collectors in the West. And I mentioned the 4th-century codex. It's a Bible purchased by the British Museum. The Brits bought it, I think, for £100,000 sterling in 1931, knowing fully well what was happening in Russia at the time. So the Western capitalists, basically, they bought the gold from the communists while the people of Russia were being massacred.
That just makes my blood boil, General.
Yeah,
you know, the whole time
it's civilization raised, but not only Eddie, not only in what happened in China. I think I mentioned three books that people should read to see what Bolshevik Satanism is. Because these people they have no scruples. Man is an animal, and there all these. These animal instincts come to the fore when they come to power, because Mao Zedong, he killed at least 47 million of his own people. And today he's an icon. You can go to Peking, Beijing, the Forbidden City, and see there's a 60-foot portrait of Mao Zedong on the main square. So that's where we're at today. And this is a total inversion of history. And morality. I'll mention, I think I mentioned Bela Kun in the last, he was also one of the kosher mafia. He came from the Soviet Union to start a revolution in Hungary. He desecrated churches, killed people, until a patriot, Admiral Horthy, came in and kicked these communists out. You have Rosa Luxemburg and other kosher mafia another mole. She goes to Germany in the 1920s to start a revolution in Germany, to turn Germany into Soviet Republic. So, but these people today are portrayed as heroes. I think people may have heard of Frida Kahlo. She's also a total moral degenerate. She was a Mexican communist and one of the lovers of Trotsky. Trotsky was killed. Trotsky was a rival of Stalin, and he was killed. Stalin killed him with an ice pick in Mexico.
God.
So we see today people that are total degenerates, soulless, total party hacks. Today are icons of virtue. And Hollywood is basically, you know, people think history is not Hollywood film. I think people should research and read and get back their spirit of discernment, which is given to us by God. And they should boycott all that Hollywood Satanism.
You know, Gerald, you said that, and I totally agree with this, that the Christians in the United States have lost their spirit of discernment. I could not agree more, and I just named, I'm always dropping napalm on the Baptists, especially the Southern Baptists and the United Methodists and the United Presbyterians. I mean, I consider them nothing but whorehouses. I know you're not a mind reader. How is it that, you know, especially in the South used to be known as the Bible Belt. They're just, people would call us religious fanatics. How in just a couple of short generations did the people, so-called Christians in the South, how did they lose their discernment? Did they get soft, get into sex, booze, drugs? What happened, General?
Well, see, what happened is the Bolshevik, their program is called, the term disinformation. Stalin formed in the 1920s. He formed an office, special office set up in 1923 to pump false information with the intent of deceiving the public opinion.
Wow.
So a subset of misinformation is disinformation. So what you see basically people don't research, you know, they pray, but they, as I say, that spirit of discernment of deciding what's right and wrong, they're losing that because that tactic that Stalin, that bureau, it's called the Bureau of Misinformation. And disinformation is one of the arms of that. Yeah.
Open with
it. So what happens is it's a propaganda tactic. What it does, it induces, it's called cytogenesis. How? It seeds false messages in less credible mediums, for example. Maybe not in universities, but say newspapers, films. It's in less credible mediums with the intent of it being quoted by publications or people to a wider audience. So people are being fooled by this web of lies. And sometimes if you're an army man, if you go, you do a patrol, say it's a recce patrol, you come back with the information, you have to have exact information when you're being debriefed. But people, when somebody tells me something, I say, okay, what's your source? Give me two sources. So people don't ask. They don't ask the roots of all this. So also, we're in a world that's ruled by algorithms in the internet age. But
true.
Stalin called these people that, for example, that, you know what, these people that have these, I don't want these crypto communists and people that I think he even called that Democrats. He called them useful idiots.
Useful idiots. Correct.
Who consent to collaborate with these perfidious, for the sake of, you know, they mention democracy and all and so forth. But their roots are, as I said before, in the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, the class genocide in China, and this is all wrapped up in a nice, you know, cellophane, so people don't see it. And that's
General,
that tactic, misinformation.
We have run completely out of time. We have run completely out of time on this hour. If you will, General, hang on. We're going to hold you over to the segment of the next hour. If you will, General, hold on, if you don't mind. We'll be right back. People, we'll be right back. We're transitioning into the second hour now, so there's going to be a little bit longer break than normal. Get you a cup of coffee, get you a drink, use the bathroom, whatever, but don't go anywhere because the General is coming right back.